This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And that's how I derail a conversation.
But are we still gone?
And we're back.
Oh, we are back. Okay. I needed that confirmation that we were indeed back.
We are back.
Thank you. It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what sort of nonsense you might be listening to. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us and tell us whether we're being serious or nonsensical or talk about really whatever's on your mind, the telephone number, 603-283-6160. We've got a call on hold right now. The phones are otherwise open, so 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Stephen.
And Richie Rich.
So if you missed it, in the previous segment, I announced my preferred pronoun as mofo.
Singular pronoun.
Singular pronoun, mofo. Preferred pronoun is mofo. I thought about this for a good long time. It took me
all of 15 minutes while falling asleep last night.
Maybe as much as 20 minutes to... No, I had looked up the definition of pronoun because I keep bumping into it, right? Because it's this whole... It's trendy now to like have pronouns. And I've just been ignoring it because I'm like, whatever, it'll go away. And then I thought, well, maybe I could... Much as I do with titles, I like to make fun of titles, which is why the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, Captain, Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will, is a thing that comes out of my mouth on a regular basis. Yeah,
I don't know where the Buckshot Esquire came from. That seemed new.
It surprised me that you didn't do this sooner because names are kind of your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, art takes time, man. Patience, right? You gotta let it simmer and stew.
And given your rule, shouldn't somebody have given you... Your pronoun? Like, because that was your rule with a lot of the other names and titles.
I can say for a fact, multiple people in my life have referred to me as mofo, and not even necessarily, sometimes in the way I'm saying it, the abbreviated way, but definitely in the not abbreviated way as well.
Just walk into a room. Have you seen that mofo? Oh, yeah, Kevin's over there. That sort of thing.
Yeah, so let's go to your calls and thoughts, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Now, are you back with a full frontal assault, or are you back with your back?
I'm back in black.
Hit the sack.
It's been so long, I'm glad to be back.
Okay.
Hit the sack, Jack. All right. Now, as far as your mofo thing, without mofos, there would be no bros or hoes.
Mm.
Oh. So we need mofos.
Valid point. Yes, bros and hoes are the result of mofos.
Yes. Now, as far as Minnesota goes, their thing on the license plate is a land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah. 10,000, not 1,000. Thank you.
Yeah, but there's been an ancient pissing match between Michigan and Minnesota and who's got the most lakes. And what it comes down to is, where does a farm pond become a lake? You know what I'm saying?
Like when the government
is a lake a mile and a half long by a half mile wide, or, you know, how many cubic acres or whatever?
I don't know the answer. Yeah, when does a pond become a lake?
I don't know.
Oh.
LRN.FM.
We're going to have to let you go. I'm pretty sure you can't say the P word there.
No, you can't.
It's one of the 7 Carlin words that, the FCC frowns upon. And sadly, to me, it seems completely innocuous, but the FCC deems otherwise. So feel free to call again tomorrow.
But the ears get perked up in the radio studio when we hear it.
Yeah, well, good thing we talked about it before, because there's a T word, too, that that I think is even more innocuous than the P word.
And Texas Institute of Technology and Science?
Yes, that one.
It's funny, too, because there's a bank that's... I don't want to call it popular. That's around many places in New Hampshire called TD Bank.
Mm.
And if you say it quickly, it sounds different than what I just said, right?
And Elon Musk made that one tweet saying that if he got the company, he would remove the W and make it...
In Twitter.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Make it no longer Twitter.
So would we be allowed to say that on air, the name of a company?
Oh, it's a brand name at that point.
Yeah. It would be the name of a company at that point. So.
I mean, when the Funky Noodle, formerly known as Fucking Great,
right.
We have said that many times in air, but being very deliberate in our delivery.
I'm very slow.
Of said vernacular, yes. Every now and again we'd have to, you know, hey, slow down when you say that, you know, kind of a thing. But
yeah.
Yeah, we are a radio program, for those of you listening. That means we are broadcast on actual radio, and we must, sadly, abide by the FCC. They are our daddy. We don't want to get the beat down.
But I get it. We knew what he was saying. We knew what he meant.
Yeah.
Didn't seem all that offensive.
Yeah. So, 603-283-6160. 10,000 lakes. I was off by a factor of 10.
Yep.
I knew Minnesota was known for their number of lakes. I just didn't recall the actual number. So, my apologies to any Minnesotans out there.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
To me, growing up in Wisconsin, there's not a lot of difference between the Illinois, the Wisconsin, the Iowa, the Minnesota. That's all kind of the same accent to me.
And it's almost Canadian.
Kind of, except there's no boots. It's not a boot. Okay. It's about.
Okay.
Right, like it's specifically pronounced in a non-Canadian way to like differentiate them. Mm-hmm. But my favorite Wisconsinisms are, oh yeah, don't you know, Der Hey? Like Der Hey, D-E-R space H-E-Y. Yep. Don't ask. It's just like a way to end your statements. You know, Richie Rich had a particularly bad episode of Free Talk Live. Der Hey.
Oh.
Wow.
And it's just, it doesn't really have a meaning. It's just a way to, like, it's almost like CB radio talk when you're like, and blah, 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 over, right? It's almost like that, where it's like, I pass the turn to speak to you, you know? So, Der Hey is one of those things. And then, don't you know? Oh, yeah, don't you know?
Ah, that one I've heard before.
Yeah. But it's, like, pronounced D-O-N-C-H-A.
Yeah.
Don't ya?
That seems like a Canadian thing, though, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's so close.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's also, I'll spell them for you, because this is how they're pronounced. There's N-O-L-M-P, nope. And then there's Y-A-L-M-P, yomp. And it's yes and no, right? Like, hey, did you see the game the other day? Yomp. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that guy should have been kicked out? Nope.
Californians have this thing where essentially the last word that they say is the one that they mean. So essentially if you're asking me a question like, oh, did you go to the movie? Would say, yeah, no.
yeah, no. I've been using yeah, no a lot recently because somebody pointed out that it's completely useless and they don't like it. Now, I kind of agree, but because I've heard it, now it just comes out.
You could also add addendums to it. You could say, yeah, no, totally, or yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, you could just keep adding and adding and, you know.
I get aggressive with that. Like, pick one.
Yeah.
It's a yes or no question.
Yeah.
You can't say both.
But I'm well-traveled around the United States, so I pick up different lingo from wherever it is that I've been. Southernisms, right?
Those are fun. I love y'all.
My favorite isn't y'all, but it's
all y'all.
All y'all. Like, are y'all going to the game or are all y'all going to the game? Right? And it's like a totally different subset of the people that you're talking about, right?
I still love those Jeff Foxworthy bits.
Oh, you might be a redneck and, you know, Mom and M, right? Mom and M went down to the store.
Jeet yet.
Yeah.
People from the South, though, think that they own y'all, because when I tweet y'all, I have a lot of Southern followers that are like, hey, that's not your word. You're culturally appropriating us or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I have definitely, I still say it,
so
but I say it in a non-Southern accent, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, are y'all, you know,
Hey, are y'all going?
Yeah. Hello, y'all. Yeah.
I can do that. I can talk like I'm from Alabama. Right? Get all nasally. Right? Wouldn't be prudent. Right? Sound like Ross Perot.
Texas. Texas dude.
Well, whatever. Okay. Yeah, he's still nasally.
Texas, Alabama.
It's a lot better than you guys, which is what Californians use.
Well, yeah, because it's Midwest. Gendered.
You guys is Midwest as well.
Oh, yeah. Right,
yeah. So 603-283-6160. Coming up, we will talk about how democracies spy on their citizens. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
603.
You said it off microphone.
Well, I was mouthing it to you to make sure that you got to say it, but then okay. You were like, that's my line. So, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here for Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Stefan.
And Rich.
All right, so this comes from NewYorker.com.
So you know it's quality journalism.
The headline is How Democracies Spy on Their Citizens, the inside story of the world's most notorious commercial spyware and the big tech companies waging war against it. This is from April 18th. The Parliament of Catalonia, the autonomous region in Spain, sits on the edge of Barcelona's old city in the remains of a fortified citadel constructed by King Philip V. That's probably the fifth. To monitor... Roman numerals, right?
I'm not Roman. What do I know?
Oh, okay.
You're the titles guy. Come on.
Yeah. I wonder if I should put like an I. Anyway. I'm going to skip a bunch of this because it's just really lead up to...
That's what I do with your articles.
Yeah, something about something, blah, blah, blah. In 2017, as Catalonia prepared for a referendum on independence, Spanish police arrested at least 12 separatist politicians. On the day of the referendum, which received the support of 90% of voters despite low turnout, police raids of polling stations injured hundreds of civilians.
Boo.
Leaders of the independence movement, some of whom live in exile across Europe, now meet in private and communicate through encrypted messaging platforms. One afternoon last month, Jordi Solé, a pro-independence member of the European Parliament, met a digital security researcher, Elias Campo, in one of the Catalan Parliament's ornate chambers. Solé, who's 45 and wore a loose-fitting suit, handed over his cell phone, a silver iPhone 8 Plus. He'd been getting suspicious texts and wanted to have the device analyzed. Campo, a soft-spoken 38-year-old with tousled dark hair, was born and raised in Catalonia and supports independence.
It's really painting a picture in my mind.
Mm. Yeah. He spent years working for WhatsApp and Telegram in San Francisco, but recently moved home. I feel, in a way, it's kind of duty, Campo told me. He now works as a fellow at the Citizens Lab, a research group based at the University of Toronto that focuses on high-tech human rights abuses. Campo collected records of Solé's phone activity, including crashes it had experienced, then ran specialized software to search for spyware designed to operate invisibly. As they waited, Campo looked through the phone for evidence of attacks that take varied forms. Some arrive through WhatsApp or as an SMS message that seem to come from known contacts. Some require a click on a link, and others operate with no action from the user.
Those are the most insidious ones. Yes. There was one that did that where it took over your phone just by you receiving the text message.
I had one of these recently. I got a text from a girl that I used to know in the Seattle area. I haven't heard from her in 5 years or something like that. And it just said, hi. That's all it said. And, like, I know this girl well enough to, like, if she were trying to say hello to me, she would say far more than just hi, right? So I said hi back. And then it turned into a thing, and I knew it wasn't her, and I was like, block, delete, right? Got rid of all of that. So something like this has happened to me recently. Campo identified an apparent notification from the Spanish government's Social Security Agency, which used the same format as links to malware that the Citizen Lab had found on other phones. With this message, we have the proof that at some point you were attacked, Campo explained. Soon, Solé's phone vibrated. This phone tested positive, the screen said. Campo told Solé there's two confirmed infections from June of 2020. In those days, your device was infected. They took control of it and were on it probably for some hours, downloading, listening, and recording.
So now you know, children, never put down your cell phone. Otherwise, it might get taken over by the government. I got to look at that thing 24/7.
I don't think that's a suggestion you want to make to young people.
Okay.
I detect a hint of sarcasm, but I'm not really sure. It's Richard talking about. Soleil's phone had been infected with a Pegasus virus, or with Pegasus, a spyware technology designed by NSO Group, an Israeli firm, which can extract the contents of a phone.
Looking at you, Zeffen.
Yes, it's me, the Jew, that's controlling the world.
Well, I mean, at least you cop to it.
The first admission you'll ever get.
Hey, I'm honest.
So it can extract the contents of a phone, giving access to its text, photographs. It can activate its camera or microphone to provide real-time surveillance, exposing, say, confidential meetings. Pegasus is useful for law enforcement seeking criminals or for authoritarians looking to quash dissent. Soleil had been hacked in the weeks before he joined the European Parliament, replacing a colleague who had been imprisoned for pro-independence activities. There's been a clear political and judicial persecution of people and elected representatives, Soleil told me, by using these dirty things, these dirty methodologies. In Catalonia, more than 60 phones owned by Catalan politicians, lawyers, and activists in Spain and across Europe have been targeted using Pegasus. This is the largest forensically documented cluster of such attacks and infections on record. Among the victims are three members of the European Parliament, including Soleil. Catalan politicians believe that the likely perpetrators of the hacking campaign are Spanish officials, and the Citizens Lab analysis suggests that the Spanish government had used Pegasus. A former NSO employee confirmed that the company has an account in Spain. Government agencies, of course, did not respond to requests for comment. The results of the Citizens Lab investigation are being disclosed for the first time in this article. I spoke with more than 40 of the targeted individuals, and the conversations revealed an atmosphere of paranoia and mistrust. Soleil said that...
Well placed. If they're confirmed having been hacked.
Definitely. Soleil said that kind of surveillance in a democratic country and democratic states, I mean, it's unbelievable.
This article hasn't really provided a lot of context in regards to the Catalonian plight in general. So just for the listeners who are unaware, there is a subgroup of people that reside within Spain called the Catalonians. They speak their own language. They have their own unique culture and history. They're their own people, essentially. They live close to the Barcelona area, and obviously if you know anything about Spain, that gives Spain a lot of its tourism revenue, and so they recently voted to become independent, and given the fact that Spain likes that tourism money, they've bashed heads in and have done what governments do best, which is oppress their people.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk more about how governments are using commercial spyware and how the industry is grown. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. French President Emmanuel Macron was re-elected according to projections based on early ballot counts, overcoming deep divisions among voters worried about inflation and the impact of immigration on France's national identity. Macron gathering just over 58% of the estimated vote. Congressman Henry Cuellar is urging President Biden to extend a public health rule that currently authorizes deportations of illegal immigrants flocking to the southern border.
This message of lifting Title 42 is going to go straight to the criminal organizations.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Texas Democrats saying the administration is listening to immigration activists, but not the people who would be on the front lines of a migrant surge. Title 42 set to end May 23rd. This is USA Radio News. With the midterm elections just months away, the GOP is eyeing an opportunity to retake control of the House and Senate. This comes as inflation is at a 40-year high and the White House is facing bipartisan backlash over the CDC's decision to lift Title 42 next month. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul responds when asked about the Republicans' plan regarding immigration should Republicans flip Congress this fall.
Well, you know, I worked with the prior administration, President Trump, to install the migrant protection protocols, remain in Mexico. It was working. 85% of these illegals coming up don't have a claim for political asylum. So 85% are kicked out of the system.
Gas prices holding steady. The national average for a gallon of regular, $4.12 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Are we?
We are.
Oh, okay, good.
That's my shtick. If you hear it, it means we are.
I just wanted to make sure. But you were unclear.
Oh.
That's right. See, and now the pronoun comes full circle. Nice callback. Well done. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. If you'd like to call in, join us, talk about what we're talking about, talk about something else, change the subject. If you're not into what we're talking about, that's just fine. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Zephin.
And Richie Rich.
I do need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. What are you doing over there, Richie Rich? Are you feeling yourself up? Or what? Oh, you're
you
pointing out
Bitcoin.
Pointing out that
pointing
you got a...
Because
okay.
I'm wearing right. The Bitcoin.com shirt.
I thought you were, like, you know, trying to shake it.
No, I'll flex the pecs.
Trying to jiggle your Twitters. there's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right. We are going to continue talking about commercial spyware and that type of a thing, but we have a caller. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Have you ever heard of the planet called Hadron?
Hadron?
Hadron, and it's the word hedonic comes from that planet.
How do you spell it?
H-E-D-R-O-N, Hadron.
Okay, I got you. I've never heard of it, you guys?
I've heard of CAPEX.
What about Hadron?
They became, the word hedonic means like sense gratification, like pleasure oriented.
Right, like hedonism.
Right.
Yeah, hedonic, and then became so hedonic that they actually blew the whole planet up from nuclear fission, a nuclear war, and it blew up the whole planet. Now it is orbit. Now they have just like a trace, like a orbit that, but it was the closest
like
planet
to
planet? The Earth. Well, it's like debris that is just asteroid belt. That's what they call it. It's asteroid belt that's around the planet, and it blew itself up. And what's interesting about this is that supposedly one third of the souls were deemed to save, so they reincarnated in the Earth. And they came as Jewish people, like Jews.
Oh man!
So, yeah.
All right.
I was thinking Scientology and whatever right. those
yeah,
volcano
I was
people.
Waiting
are.
For the tie-in. This from
but
Wikipedia.
Jews. Okay, got it.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's not from Wikipedia. It's from encyclopedia.summitlighthouse.org. I've never heard of this before.
Sounds
it looks just like Wikipedia. It says, Hadron was at one time a planet in the solar system, once a paradise of beauty and culture. Hadron contained within its casual body a divine plan for golden age civilization. The other references I found to Hadron are from the science fiction series Doctor Who over on the TARDIS.fandom.com website, and then also there is a reference to Hadron where is it? It's Super Mario, apparently.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I was able to find just as Sarah was talking.
Yeah.
And then the article that I read was from the Summit Lighthouse article.
There you go.
I don't know, but you got in more detail about they had that golden age civilization, very advanced technology. But the thing is, remember how the Jewish people are always called the chosen people?
Yes, Zephan, tell us more.
The chosen people, that's the explanation within this planet, is that they're not chosen because they're any better than anybody else, but the fact that they were chosen out of the one they're supposed to be put to the second death. They were one-third of that chosen one out of the planet blowing up. There was a one-third of the soul that were saved.
Okay.
That's why they were chosen.
I'm one of those Jews that actually chose the Jewish life. The Jewish life didn't choose me.
Oh, darn.
So you are you're not hereditarily Jewish.
No, I went through a year and a half long conversion process.
Okay, yeah. All right. I had that question earlier, but I neglected to ask it before the show. And there are many people who do that. Mm-hmm. As a comedian, I have made fun of all religions, including the Jewish religion.
It's a fun one to make fun of.
And people are like, well, you're anti-Semitic. It's like, no, I'm a comedian, and mm-hmm. I make fun of all the religions, right? So, and I have, insanely. But
when are you going to show us your picture of Muhammad?
You know, I burned it.
Okay.
Good answer.
So I had something else I was alluding to, and I've lost my train of thought. So.
Derailed it again.
So well done, Richie Rich.
But are you Jewish as a comedian? If you're Jewish, you can make fun of yourself. You know that.
Well,
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I make fun of everybody personally. I mean, even if I wasn't Jewish, I would make fun of Jews because they're fun to make fun of.
But I think what they're talking about that is that hereditary. Do you have to be genetically Jewish?
No,
so that makes sense. That they are the chosen
the ones
out
from
of Hadron. The Hadron that got that was saved. Up. So the other two thirds were put to the second death, which is the lake of the fire. What that means is that your soul becomes no longer a soul. Your soul becomes like energized. And it gets put into the energy pool. That's what I'm talking about. That's the second death. God's not going to torture you and burn you in hell forever. It just means that you lose your soul as an identity. You just get put in the back in the melting pot.
Does that make the Large Hadron Collider a Jewish conspiracy?
Oh, man, I'm glad you brought that up, because when she said Hadron, that's the first thing I thought of. And when I think of the Large Hadron Collider, I think to myself, is there also a Medium Hadron Collider?
Well, and the interesting thing about Hadron is that's actually where we used to store our Jewish space lasers, but once the planet collapsed in on itself, we had to move them to the moon.
Thanks for the call.
They sent one Hadronite to Earth to save it.
Yeah.
So I just want to point out to everybody that we have confirmed the Jewish lasers do exist, and were stored at Hadron, apparently. So things you only hear on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got the inside scoop.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate it. I don't know anything about this website. The Summit Lighthouse Ascended Master Free Encyclopedia.
They co-opted the Wikipedia.
It looks exactly like Wikipedia. Like, I thought it was Wikipedia until I scrutinized, and I'm like, wait, this isn't Wikipedia.
Good thing they can't hide their real URL anymore.
It's the off-brand Wikipedia.
It's the New England version, Wikipedia. It's totally
trademark.
Park your car around the corner. It's wicked. It's wicked strange. All right. Let's go back to talking about the software.
The end of democracy.
And how democracies use spyware. So commercial spyware has grown into an industry estimated to be worth $12 billion so far.
Is it really spyware anymore, though? Like, I feel that the average person gives up all their information voluntarily, and you don't really need to spy on so many people anymore.
I think it depends on what you mean by voluntarily. I mean,
putting all your information into Twitter and Facebook. And sharing every little detail about what you had for dinner last night on social media.
But there are certain things that I think most people don't think about. Like, for example, when they're looking stuff up on Google. Sure, we all know this stuff because we've looked into it. But I think that when people are searching things up on Google, they're not thinking, oh, there's this algorithm that's tracking my each and every move. So I don't know if those people are necessarily consenting to it.
I would say that most people, while in the legal sense of consenting, right, EULAs and that type of a thing, have clicked the yes button and agreed to Lord knows what.
Right.
You know, in that respect, sure, legally they're consenting, but you know, that's a sticky wicket, because if they don't understand signing, should they be held to it? We'll talk more about this coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
And we're back. Not just we're back. And we're back.
That never gets old.
I think I've mentioned it before on this show that I used to play Madden, like the NFL video game, and there were several versions. Like, if you'd hit pause, when you would unpause, they would always say something. They're like, welcome back to the game. Let's get back to the game on the field. And welcome back. And welcome back to the game. Welcome back to the game on the, like, all these different, slightly different iterations. And so I would just sit there and pause and unpause to get through all of them until I was like, I'm pretty sure I've gone through all of them and heard them all now. So.
And to be fair, that's like my shtick for the podcast that I do.
It is.
But I always say it once at the beginning. And I don't take breaks, so it's only like once a week that you got to hear that. And so the captain does the point at me, and then that's my line. So that's what I said.
I have one carryover from the Kick-Ass podcast that I used to do when I was in the Seattle, Washington area, and that is at the end of the show, I say, thanks, peace. Because I like that as a closing. It is something that I wish upon my fellow man. You know, and also I want to thank people for listening, so thanks and peace.
Yeah, I've noticed I've noticed that you do that when you close.
I close with peace as well. It also seems appropriate.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this article from The New Yorker, where it talks a little bit about, they really have just barely scratched the subject matter here, of commercial spyware. Now, for the sake of argument, we're just going to call it spyware because it is an industry.
Okay.
Right? And there are companies who specifically set out to become a spyware, quote-unquote, company. So for the sake of, you know, continuing on with this article.
I will not interrupt.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You have a legitimate point about, do people consent or not consent when they click OK on these really long EULAs with a bunch of legalese in it?
Or turn over all their information to social media companies.
Yeah. The first rule of the internet was, and in my opinion still is, don't put your real information online.
Yeah.
It was, and to me always is, the first rule of the internet.
That's why us old people have handles.
Right.
Like, you just knew that guy by his handle. Not because he ID verified with the company and only is allowed to put his real name on there.
Yeah. So commercial spyware has grown into an industry estimated to be worth $12 billion. It is largely unregulated and increasingly controversial. In recent years, investigations by Citizen Lab and Amnesty International have revealed the presence of Pegasus on the phones of politicians, activists, dissidents under repressive regimes. An analysis by Forensic Architecture, a research group at the University of London, has linked Pegasus to 300 acts of physical violence. It has been used to target members of Rwanda's opposition party and journalists exposing corruption in El Salvador. In Mexico, it appeared on the phones of several people close to the reporter Javier Valdez-Cardenas, who was murdered after investigating drug cartels. Around the time that Prince Mohammed, Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, approved the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, I'm not sure if
Khashoggi,
thank you. A longtime critic, Pegasus was allegedly used to monitor phones belonging to Khashoggi's associates, possibly facilitating the killing. That was in 2018.
I wonder how many Pegasus instances are on the phones of the January 6th insurrectionists.
That is a good question. Further reporting through a collaboration of news outlets known as Pegasus Project has reinforced the links between NSO Group and anti-democratic states. But there is evidence that Pegasus is being used in at least 45 countries. And it is similar, it and similar tools have been purchased by law enforcement agencies in the United States and across Europe.
There you go.
Kristen Flynn Goodwin, a Microsoft executive who has led the company's efforts to fight spyware, told me, "The big dirty secret is that governments are buying this stuff, not just authoritarian governments, but all types of governments."
All governments are authoritarian.
Thank you. Yes. When I read that the first time, I was like, this person obviously doesn't quite understand the nature of government.
They just have degreeing sets of degrees, I guess, of authoritarian.
Yes,
varying sets of degrees.
Right,
yeah.
Well, you were going to say something.
I said soon to be authoritarian if they're not already.
Right. I can't think of a government that's not authoritarian.
You know, maybe Castle of One.
Okay. Maybe there's some sort
Catalonia?
Of...
Catalonia?
No. They're...
Maybe in the software world, there's, like, governance. There's, like, you know, software policies or even in smart contracts and that kind of a thing.
Right.
You know, there might be non-authoritarian governance, but not when it comes to the organization commonly referred to as governance.
As far as the article author is concerned, it's probably those regimes that are dictatorial versus those that are democratically or howeverly elected.
Right. And it's always, well, not my government. Everybody else's government.
Oh, of course.
Government, but not my government. Right, yeah, it's probably.
And it depends on how you define authoritarianism. I mean, in North Korea, they obviously have a very, very authoritarian government by their standards. But they would say essentially capitalism. The fact that you have to go to work every day and that you have to, you know, provide for your own, I guess, and work under the boot of the bourgeoisie. That is way more authoritarian than what they have.
Yes, perspective also is definitely a factor.
Mm-hmm.
NSO Group is perhaps the most successful, controversial, and influential firm in a generation of Israeli startups that have made the country the center of the spyware industry. I first interviewed Shalev Julio, NSO Group CEO, in 2019, and then I have had access to NSO Group's staff, offices, and technology. The company is in a state of contradiction and crisis. Its programmers speak with pride about the use of their software in criminal investigations. NSO claims that Pegasus is sold only to law enforcement and intelligence agencies, but also of the illicit thrill of compromising technology platforms. The company has been valued at more than $1 billion. And I just want to comment on that because, like, as a guy who's done tech support, software QA, and a little bit of, we'll call it telephony program, systems programming, system admin type stuff. There is a thrill to be found in solving a problem, right? You encounter a thing and you figure out, or even a workaround. You're like, well, until our developers can, you know, write a patch for that, we've created this workaround for you. There's a thrill in that. What I don't get is the thrill that somebody who works for a spyware company would get on subverting somebody's freedoms, you know, on otherwise basically taking their freedom away because, you know, they clicked on a thing or they were sent a text or what have you.
Well, because you remove the humanity when you're talking about an enemy.
Well, and have you ever seen a cat play with a mouse?
I have. Yeah. Okay. I guess that's not something I think I would enjoy.
No, yeah.
Is what I'm getting at.
Because you're a human with empathy, that's why.
Perhaps. I've been called a psychopath recently because I mentioned manifesting, and somebody was like, you know, the last couple of people I've met that talked about manifestation turned out to be psychopaths. And I thought to myself, well, you should probably figure out why you're manifesting that.
Well, Hitler drank water, too.
And we covered the criteria for psychopaths on a recent episode.
We did. That's true.
So,
the company has been valued. This is back to the article talking of NSO. The company has been valued at more than $1 billion, but now it is contending with debt, battling an array of corporate backers, and according to industry observers, faltering in its longstanding efforts to sell its products to U.S. law enforcement, in part through an America branch, Westbridge Technologies. It also faces numerous lawsuits in many countries brought by Meta, formerly Facebook, Apple, and by individuals who have been hacked by NSO. The company said in its statement that it had been targeted by a number of politically motivated advocacy organizations, many with well-known anti-Israeli biases, and added that, "We have repeatedly cooperated with governmental investigations where credible allegations merit and have learned from each of these findings and reports and improved the safeguards in our technologies." That sounds like word salad to me.
It sounds like they're trying to cover up the fact that they know what they're doing, and it's bad.
Julio told me, this is the back to the article, Julio told me, "I never imagined in my life that this company would be so famous. I never imagined that we would be so successful." He paused.
Well, because if you're a spy company, you're not supposed to get caught.
"And I never imagined that it would be so controversial." How do you imagine that a spyware company is not going to be controversial?
Everyone loves getting spied on, don't you know?
Yeah, the fame I get, right? Like,
well, have you ever installed a keylogger on your computer?
I've done it just to see what it looks like, right? So that I could identify it if it were ever installed, not by me, on a piece of gear that I own.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to see what that looks like. Plus, there's something to be said for white hat hacking.
I don't know about you guys, but nothing makes me feel more relaxed than knowing that someone's breathing down my neck.
Right? Yeah, I mean, what a comforting thought, right?
If it's a masseuse, I'm for it.
603-283-6160. Do you think that your phone has spyware on it right now? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.